Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Radio family, good weekend and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus. Thanking you so much for your support of our public affairs program. Heard in our Odyssey stations every weekend, and another fine opportunity to indeed engage in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Well, this gentleman definitely is family and then some, as I want to say good morning to you, Reginald McCaskill. How are you, my friend? You've been very, very busy since the last time I saw you, which I believe was at something called the Triad Women's Business Expo that was back in August.
Right, the Triad Minority and Women's Business
That's
Expo.
That's right.
And it was held on August 27th and 28th in Greensboro, Winston-Salem,
and High Point,
North Carolina.
Three strategic locations this year. First of all, Reginald, it is always a joy to have you on this program. And I just wanted to, for the record, and I know we speak to each other off air as well as on, thank you so much for every opportunity that you have afforded me to be a part of such an integral and wonderful opportunity for a Triad area minority and women, any and all who have a vision of being an entrepreneur or who are current business owners. What a beautiful and wonderful way to showcase their talents and even for us to discover many of the hidden gems between those three cities and the growth that the expo provides every year. But I just wanted to, for the record, so that radio family who are listening to us today will know how much I thoroughly appreciate you and Amy and the entire and wonderful staff that you have that brings an event such as that to the Piedmont Triad every year.
It is definitely our pleasure, and we get joy out of providing the service for the community, and it's all about the community,
right,
as you can say it. And we're really excited to continue this. We're moving into our ninth year this year.
That's
coming
right.
up,
right.
And we're scheduled to be August the 20th in Greensboro Coliseum, and August the 27th at the Benton Convention Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 2022.
That's right.
And the date for High Point will be announced coming shortly. But again, Renee, thank you for all that you do as far as providing this outlet for our people to stay connected to the community.
Oh, thank you.
And
so
we
much.
Really appreciate that as much.
I really appreciate you, Reginald, and for the fine things that you do in our community. There is no community focus or public affairs program without persons like yourself who do what you do and tirelessly giving back to our community. And I like what you mentioned just a few seconds ago. This is such a nice segue. Talk about exciting news in addition to when we can get together to talk about the Business Expo. So I'm looking forward to that next opportunity. But there is something that members of our community may not be familiar with. And so I guess we can describe this as a hidden gem. You have something, and really one of the other main reasons why you're on the program with me today is to talk about the 20. I have not heard of this. So let's take these first few moments for the first half of the program and give us a little bit of exciting info. What's the mission of the 20?
Right. So the mission of the 20 is basically to close the racial wealth gap by working collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are motivated to create access and gain greater access to capital and supporting this universal entrepreneurship. And it ties right back into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it? And I would tell you, this organization has been around about between 5 and about 7 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an organization that is geared towards the promotion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of entrepreneurship and really closing the racial wealth gap as it relates to our constituents and our individuals that are in the community. And the body of work, I've been a part of the organization now for about 2 years, okay. 2.5 years, okay. and really excited about the work that we provide, mm-hmm. and the collaborations that we've established throughout the community.
Excellent, Reginald, and thank you for sharing that. Now, if I can ask, how did you get wind of this? How did you find out about the 20 to want to be a part of it?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. They found me.
Oh, really?
They found me.
Do share.
And I will tell you, and I guess it's because of the body of work, mm-hmm. that I try to provide through every point of contact for me, and that is always trying to be a servant to the community and providing resources. And this actually aligns with really who I am.
Right.
And that is giving back to the community, realizing that it's not about us, mm-hmm. As individuals, but it's all about them and the people that we serve.
Right.
We exist, and our vision is that we exist to focus the direction of our community for growth and unity while building bridges between resources and people. So that's one of the main visions that we have as far as our organization is just basically just to provide resources and access for them and building the bridges so that we can establish equal opportunities for all people. So I'm really, really excited about working with these individuals to help get the word out as it relates to different activities that we are dealing with in the triad.
Absolutely, Reginald. And I think it is such a beautiful, if not wonderful, fit for you in the 20, because in just listening to that bit of information that you shared, what I get from what you just described and shared with me and with our radio family is that it is so, like you say, a part of who you, Reginald McCaskill, are. When you first came to the Winston-Salem area, and by means of course, one of the most fabulous HBCUs on the planet, Winston-Salem State University, you probably and likely, that's right, the Winston-Salem State University.
That is correct.
You likely at that time probably had no idea of the impact that you were going to make on the city and the area in general. Because generally, you know, when we as young persons, when we're coming or we're going to a different area to attend school, we likely are only thinking, well, I'm only going to be here maybe a couple, 4 years tops. When I get my degree, when I graduate, I'll head back to my respective city and do some amazing things there. But it was as if at that time Winston-Salem not only called you but said stay, because there's so many things that you can do to add to the growth of the city. And that likely has been the case for you, Reginald. And take out the part of me having to come to know you, and not just through this public affairs program but through, of course, the radio station in general. That is one of the amazing things that I've come to appreciate about you, is how much you continually give. And you're right, it's not just about the individual. It's how you take people by the hand and you literally show them how they can be successful, how they can contribute. And, you know, take the next person by the hand, and it's kind of like a domino effect.
Right,
whereas
right.
When you see the successes in your life, you're willing to share with others because you find just as much joy in helping others as you do in the joy of finding that success in your own life.
Right, right. For me, and I'm going to be very, very frank and honest, is it's always been the each one, teach one, reach one concept.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I had individuals that nurtured me through my whole life process, you know. And for me, it was always about giving back because people always gave back to me. Mm-hmm. And I will always live by it. It's not about us. It's all about them, because in some respect, all people need is just a hand, and just a hand just to lift them from one area to another.
Absolutely.
And I feel like in life, we all have been predestined for something, and I will always probably be who I am, and that is a helper and a servant. Giving back to people, not necessarily those who are less fortunate, because that's who I am too. I was once tagged as a person, as I'm a champion of underdogs. I'm going to always go with the people who are scheduled not to win.
Right.
Because I want to see them win.
Yeah.
And that's what these programs and committees, under the auspices of the 20, actually provide. And it's interesting because I had to find out, I was like, well, what does that mean?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And it's actually 20 organizations,
beautiful.
20 groups, and committees that are committed to the growth of our community. So there is a space and a place for every person in the city, wherever they are, but we have ventured out into other areas. So it's just not solely in Winston. We've done work throughout the entire state of North Carolina. Right. We're just, our headquarters is actually here in Winston-Salem.
Beautiful. And Reginald, I love this because that's just one question that we covered in the first few minutes. Thankfully, there is, and I say this a lot, a part two to our program. If I can say this too, Reginald, before we go to break, it makes me think of likely another reason why Winston-Salem called you and why you have called the area home for quite some time. That was an opportunity, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but you met your now beautiful wife in this area. Is that correct?
I surely did.
Yes, Miss Amy.
Years in. Look, Amy, it's 36 years in and 41 together.
Oh, I hear you now. I hear you now.
And I look 18.
There you go, my dear. Absolutely. You will get no argument from me there. And likewise for your beautiful wife, too. Please give her my love.
I will.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome, Reginald. Thank you, as always, for a wonderful conversation. We will continue in that, in learning more about the 20. In the meantime, radio family, love your company every weekend. Thank you so much. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations, and we will return with more great conversation right after this break. And we do welcome you and say welcome back if you've been with us since the beginning of the program. Thank you, radio family. We do return with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our Odyssey stations. Great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. And the conversation continues with the one and only Reginald McCaskill. We have not only learned about the mission of the 20, but Reginald, thank you for being with me for part two of the program. I wanted to pick up by asking this question. What areas do the 20 committees cover? In other words, tell me about these various committees.
Okay, are you ready for it?
I am ready. Let's go.
Okay. We have 20 committees, and they consist of a finance area, housing and economic development, an education committee, and of course, entrepreneurship, health and wellness, special events, technology, workforce initiative, training and education, marketing and social media, youth, male and female, transportation, advocacy, and policy. Arts, faith-based, data research information, monitoring and accountability, ombudsman, environmental sustainability, law and criminal justice. I think that's a lot.
That is a lot. That is well covered. I think I got all but two. I was trying to keep up with you and writing them down as you were listing them. So I may have you repeat that as we get towards the end of our conversation. But yes, and such a diverse, various committees that you've mentioned, from finance all the way to law and criminal justice. So you're absolutely right, Reginald, in what the mission of the 20 covers. And that's pretty much all walks of life, if we think about it.
All walks of life. So, Renee, when you think about really trying to close the racial wealth gap, you're talking about the community.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Right.
So when you think about the community, you have to think about every aspect of the community that would either be a contributor to what the efforts that we're trying to reach, what it would take. And it would take everything that every committee that I listed, and it would take the community to be participants in all of them so that we can solve the issues and the problems that we currently have.
Absolutely.
That's the only way it can be addressed, is by addressing every issue that we deal with.
Very true, very true.
These committees we have on our website, which I will give you, is www.the20ws.org. And again, that's www.the20, WS.org, where you can see all of the committees listed on our website, and you can also prompt it to join a committee.
Oh, okay? Excellent.
And they will ask you for your name, mm-hmm. your first and last name, your email address, et cetera. And it basically tells us exactly which committee that you would be interested in.
Yes.
It's very much there. The opportunities are there. People may say, where can I fit in?
Mm-hmm.
And you can fit in any of those opportunities as it relates to the body of work that we are doing as an organization.
That is absolutely fantastic, Reginald. And you actually ended up answering what was going to be my next question for a person who's listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, not only with the opportunity to check out the website, but to fit or at least learn what particular criteria is needed and necessary to be a part of one of those committees. Now, let me ask you this. What if a person has a talent or skill in multiple committees?
They can join multiple committees.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Because that's normally what happens. If you have somebody that's normally skilled in marketing,
right,
they probably like planning as well.
Exactly.
So that, you know, they could actually be a part of the special events or however. I mean, it's just so much when you think about the work that is needed and the fact that a lot of times when you are trying to put programs and activities together, you just want to make sure that you have the resources and the staff available to bring success to what you're doing. So we are in need of people to join these committees. We
Absolutely.
Need you. The community needs you as we attempt, again, to close the racial wealth gap. We need you.
Absolutely. Reginald, let me just ask you this as an aside. Now, when someone enters the information, www.the20ws.org, is it the number 20 or do they actually need to spell the word out?
They need to spell the word out.
Got you. That's what it
right.
was, because I was pulling it up just as you were sharing it with us. So that's what I was missing. I appreciate that. Let me ask you this too, Reginald. The next question, do you collaborate with other agencies by chance?
Oh, yeah, we do collaborate with other agencies. We have done, since the COVID and the pandemic, a lot of work we have done with the Passaic County Health Department. And we've also partnered with the Simon G. Atkins CDC.
Nice.
You know, you kind of name it. What is the Love Out Loud, the American Heart Association?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of these are people that have partnered with the 20 for different reasons. Because one of the things that we've done a lot, and people may notice them around the community,
right,
is that we do a lot of work as it relates to getting information out,
mm-hmm.
a lot of door knockers, door hangers, talking to people in the community, going to the community events, setting up a table, sharing data and sharing information. So we did a lot around that, specifically with an organization called StarMed.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they were the ones that were instituting all of the COVID testing around the city.
Okay, very good.
Not only in the city of Winston-Salem, but we were in Greensboro, we were in Charlotte, we were in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's why I said we kind of gotten around.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So it's even though we're home here,
right,
but we've kind of gotten around, and it's been really, 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 really good for us as an organization to be able to partner mm-hmm. with different people who have like passions and to provide that service for all of them.
Yes.
So we're real excited about this opportunity.
Well, I tell you, Reginald, I'm real excited with the conversation that we have been having up to this moment and to take this opportunity to welcome those who just may be joining us. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, again heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations. Great conversation with great members of our Community Focus family. That definitely is always the case with Reginald McCaskill, who joins me, Renee Vaughn. And it is the 20. This is a community engagement think tank for the 21st century. I'm on the website actually right now, Reginald, and I love how it is put together. And what it says, that it's a community engagement organization with a think tank of 20 committees engaged in business and commerce, using its power and expertise to create better opportunities for marginalized individuals. So the 20 really is, as it's stated on the website, progress through cooperation.
Right. That is progress through cooperation. And you are absolutely correct.
Well, thank you very
much. That's what I have to do.
Yeah, very true. Let me ask you this, Reginald, switching gears here a little bit. What can we expect from the 20 over the next 12 months? Because, I mean, you know, 2021, we're about to say goodbye to this year. It's almost as if it was just here and now it's about to be gone.
Right. So where we are right now is developing our strategic plan, number one, for the next couple of years. We're in that process right now. You know, most organizations, specifically nonprofit organizations like us, want to make sure that we are in tune to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we are trying to make sure is that we stay relevant as it relates to the current issues that are addressing the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now launched a quarterly Zoom informational meeting where we engage the community in answering questions, engaging them, bringing topics, social justice issues, you name it. Those are some of the things that we want to make sure that we as an organization stay on top of it.
Right.
So to answer your question, we are going to make sure that we continue to be the doormat for the community so that they know that they have someone that's out there that's trying to mend and blend resources for them so that all of us can be on the same level.
Absolutely. Look at you there just picking my brain, because that was the first word that came to mind, Reginald, was indeed resources. And to have an organization such as this that really does address the needs of many of us, whether we are business owners or entrepreneurs, or we're looking for ways to better our product, which in a lot of ways, it's a bettering of ourselves, because we're spearheading whatever business or what strategic plan that we have in place to which we can provide a specific service that helps, as we have emphasized and stressed through the extent of our conversation, that will better everyone as a community as a whole. And I really, really like that. That is what a part of the mission of the 20 is to do. Let me ask you this. Now, is there a particular either age range or a background? In fact, I have two questions. Let's address that first. Is there a particular, and I don't want to say age cutoff, but what type in terms of that age range are you looking for in terms of individuals? Because we have entrepreneurs who are young and young at heart, obviously.
Right.
But is there a certain like age, I don't want to say limit either, but for lack of a better word, is there a...
Well, let me just say this much with you. The 20 is there to meet the needs of the community. So wherever individuals may be, that's
right.
Where we want to be.
Right.
Because one of the areas, and I hope I did share it, is a youth component.
You did. Well. Yes, you did.
So we want to make sure that we galvanize the interest and support from everybody
mm-hmm.
that want to benefit from being a part of the 20 as it relates to moving to another level.
Absolutely. I like that. Well said, my friend. Well, let me, and this is another question that's popped into my head, and you do such a marvelous job of coming off the cuff with me, so I appreciate that. But Reginald, this makes me think, and not only as regards to the 20, but again, getting back to the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo, this makes me think, especially when we look at, and I'm not necessarily asking to make a comparison, but for entrepreneurs and business owners, of course, the business world was turned upside down as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're still in the midst of a major pandemic, although we are seeing improvements, and I use that word in terms of the vaccines and most businesses and entrepreneurs and business owners trying to return to not the normal that existed before COVID, but the new normal that has been in place. In your daily conversations with individuals, particularly those who are entrepreneurs, how has their mindset overall shifted in the way that they do business prior to COVID and then, of course, currently with COVID?
Okay, so, and that's a very, very good question because those are some of the issues that we have addressed from a holistic approach across not only just in the triad, but really across the nation.
Right.
And that is encouraging people to evaluate their current circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm, right?
But then after the evaluation, use that information to either reclaim yourself in another space, redevelop something so that you can stay where you need to be as it relates to your input, your wherever you see yourself is where we want to try to assist individuals.
Right.
But we've asked them to recreate themselves.
Absolutely.
In this space.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in recreating yourself, if, for example, I'll never forget, it was a young man that reached out to us and he did what's his personal training.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just distraught because he has an office, he has his space. He was just used to doing this and used to doing that. Well, it wasn't working that way because people were not coming in.
Right.
And one of the things I shared with him, I said, you need to evaluate where you are and still use the same skill set that you're using, but change your space.
Yeah.
Change your space. And he said, well, what does that look like? What does that look like as it relates to changing your space?
Right.
Do you know, okay, when they started with the VHS aerobics and doing all of that, when people sitting in front of their televisions and buying the CDs for $34 and all of that?
Right.
Well, I shared with him, why not create your space and still teach your classes via Zoom?
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I talked to him a month later, and he was smiling.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he created that space.
Right.
And he opened that space via Zoom,
wow.
And he didn't have to lose his clients. As a matter of fact,
he gained some. Clients. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He gained clients.
How about that?
You know, he actually gained clients.
Wow.
So the word that I share with any of the entrepreneurs, you know, that you know that is your passion to be at a specific place, reevaluate, recreate, become something new.
Right.
For that bakery that just is used to people coming in the door, well, what about DoorDash? What about Uber Eats?
Mm-hmm.
What about delivery?
Yeah.
You know, do something that you've never done.
Right.
To get something that you've never gotten.
Mm. There you go, my friend. You know what this makes me also think of too, Reginald, as I'm listening to you share that wonderful experience with that gentleman, is even though this is a horrific pandemic, I think it really, and I don't want to say for lack of a better word, forced a lot of people, but in a sense, I think it did for some of us. And,
right.
And likely a lot of us to rethink outside the box. And I think it had a lot of us at initially afraid to do that because we were so used to being in our comfort zone, doing things that we, you know, were just used to doing, to where I think a lot in a lot of situations, The only down, well, one of the downsides, I should rephrase that, is that it can, unfortunately, likely make you become stagnant. And then it may even lower your motivation because you're just so used to doing this. But when, in a sense, you are forced to rethink and to do things in a totally different way, coming from a totally different mindset and a different angle, and, you know, we can just rattle down the list. It's like you said at the end of that story, when you shared with us that he was smiling because he not only kept his current clients, but he gained some new ones. So this gentleman came out of the box. He rethought his mindset. In fact, he was really likely rethinking philanthropy or business as a whole, and just taking it to the next level. And it's interesting when certain situations take us out of our comfort zone, I think we surprisingly find that we have this hidden gem or hidden talent that we realize we didn't have before because there wasn't a particular force or perhaps a particular person that was pushing us in that new direction, that uncharted direction. And really for some people, since this pandemic, it actually has worked for the better for that individual and likely for his or her business.
That is correct, Renee. And it's just, again, that each one reach one, teach one.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
That whole concept as it relates to that. And I'm pretty sure the individuals that founded the 20 organization, that was their ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And that was to actually go out and assist, become that think tank with these 20 organizations that can help heal the ills of our community.
Absolutely. Well said, Reginald. I tell you, I always enjoy my conversation with you, and it's always that same situation where time flies when one is engaged in great conversation. So let this be my final question for you for the morning. Again, how can we find out more about the 20, particularly for someone who is listening and really is being motivated by what they're hearing?
Right. So our office is located at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in the Enterprise Center. And our telephone number is 336-734-6900. Again, that is 336-734-6900. And our office hours are normally from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, here in Winston-Salem. Or you can visit our website at www.the20ws.org. And the 20 is spelled out.
Excellent.
Renee, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Reginald, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. You just keep doing what you're doing, my brother. I just so enjoy having any moment that is allotted to us to have great conversations like this. I'm looking forward to hearing some good things about the 20. And anytime you want to get on the show and talk about an update or anything, of course, relatable to the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo, you just give me a buzz.
I definitely will, Renee.
Thank
and
you.
Look, you know it's homecoming.
That's right. It's homecoming, y'all. So to all the Rams of Winston-Salem State University, happy homecoming to each and every one of you. Well, Reginald, you know
Thank
with me,
you,
my friend,
you.
You're welcome. No goodbyes. Just until next time.
Thank you so much.
You're
Renee.
So welcome.
Have
you take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Guys, to you. So radio family, thank you very much. No goodbyes indeed. Just until next time. And as always, before signing off, thank you for the good things that you are doing in our communities. Please keep up the great work. And until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this beautiful weekend. Indeed, until that next time, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.